VA has its own dedicated stream of revenue. We need streams of revenues for the other regional transit authorities that are guaranteed so they can actually run their business in a positive manner.
Chris, is there enough public transportation in rural places? You're from Franklin County. That's not all that dissimilar than Berkshire County and elsewhere in Western Mass.
Not from what I hear. And a lot of the routes are being either reduced or cut. There's no service on weekends, for example. But I agree with Mike. I think that it's long overdue that there be more funding, an MBTA-like setup out here. The problem with that is that with that comes patronage. I mean, the MBTA, as well-funded as it is, isn't always the most effective agency in state government. We've seen that in the past. I would like to see more funding for this, but I would also tread lightly on how it's established. The devil's always in the details.
All right, Chris Collins with the Greenfield Recorder and Mike Dobbs with the Reminder Newspapers. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you, our loyal listeners of the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast hub. While you're there, listen to Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in with host Carrie Healy from the Massachusetts State House. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.